Nicole Holmes is celebrating her birthday tomorrow. It's her 40th. Kurt Loon, Caden Mommy Buffin is 27 tomorrow. Antoinette King will be turning 33. And Edward Hayes is 50 years young. What a blessing. Happy birthday to our Saturday birthday people. Our Sunday birthdays include Angela Hampton, who will be turning 52. David Coleman will be celebrating his 56th. And Frederick Evans will be turning 39 on Sunday. Happy birthday to all of our birthday people. And we want to wish you a long and prosperous and happy life.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. We've been talking about things that Christians should know about apologetics, what it is, what it is not. You might want to know where you can study apologetics. It can be a lifelong study with lots of believers who are holding doctorates in specific fields. However, any believer can learn plenty without going to such lengths as going to get a doctorate. Here's some websites on apologetics. You can go to crossexamined.org. You can go to Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. You can go to Stand to Reason. These are just some websites on apologetics. Some books on apologetics include The Reason for God by Timothy Keller. Paul Copen wrote a book called When God Goes to Starbucks. Mere Christianity is another book by C.S. Lewis. It's one of the most beautiful expressions of theology and Christianity. You might want to read that. One of the most reasons for and edited by Michael J. Murray. And of course, Lee Strobel has a book called The Case for Christ. It's a famous book by a former atheist, and it talks about apologetics. Now, this is not a comprehensive list, but it represents some of the things and some of the resources that you can find on apologetics. We want to thank Alyssa Rote. She's the one that published this. She's a writing theology and literary agent. Thank you so much, Alyssa Rote, for giving us the lowdown on apologetics. It's defending the faith, people. Hey, listen, that's it, and that's all for this week of the Wade Hampton Show. This weekend, if you're looking for some excitement in your spiritual life, come see where the fire is burning bright over at Global Impact Ministries. The GIM is what we call it. It's GIM for short. 1819 Memorial Drive at the corner of Sturks and Memorial. 10:30 on Saturday morning, we're going to have a lot of special guests in the house, and we'd like for you to be one of them. That's Global Impact Ministries in Alexandria at 10:30 on Sunday. I'm looking forward to seeing you again on Monday morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you are a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. All right? All right. Enjoy the weekend. Love yourself. Love each other. And enjoy your life.
KAYTKQJO.
Oh.
This is the day.
Coming up on the next Wade Hampton Show, we're going to discuss why you are free to pray without posturing. Some interesting things you need to know about prayer. We'll also be playing Bible Jeopardy and the music that glorifies our God. Amen. That's coming up on Monday's Wade Hampton Show here on KAYT KQJOFM.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Just for me. Many doors you've closed just for me. Sometimes you will say no, so I'll be tested in your fire to purify my desires, so my blessings won't be just for me. So caught up in myself, couldn't see. The world did not revolve around me. So storms are in your will, so I can feel what others feel, their needs. If I could speak honestly,
it don't feel good.
KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.